Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So I wanted to touch on an emotion that most people are afraid to speak on, and that is shame. This may not be a very long episode, but this has been on my spirit for a couple of weeks now because it's an emotion that I've dealt with on multiple occasions in the past. And the more I learn about this emotion, the more, I'm not going to say the more it makes sense, but the more things make sense in regards to how I've handled past situations. So, shame is a very dangerous emotion. Reason being is because what it does is it manipulates our brain into thinking negatively about ourselves. So anytime something, you know, didn't go my way, whether I went through a bad breakup, whether I didn't get the job that I wanted, whether my car broke down, or anything you can think of that just didn't go the way that I wanted it to go, at some point, shame would kick in inadvertently. And I know in the past, when dealing with this particular emotion, it wasn't that I felt bad about what actually took place. So it wasn't that I felt bad about not getting the job. It wasn't that I felt bad about the relationship not working out. It wasn't that I felt bad like I had a flat tire. It was literally me feeling bad about myself. And shame has the tendency to do that. So it'll manipulate you into not looking at the entire situation. But it'll force you, in essence, to blame yourself. It tends to zone in on who you are as a person. And because this particular emotion is so dangerous and so toxic, it starts to impact your sense of self. It starts to make you question who you are or if you deserve certain things, good, bad, or indifferent. It'll make you question whether or not you actually deserved whatever event, you know, took place. So for me, I'm learning different ways to overcome dealing with this emotion. And I wish I had known these things in the past, because I probably would have gotten over dealing with the emotion sooner. And I know I would have handled things way differently. But because I'm on this journey, and I'm learning to unpack different emotions, I'm learning to unpack things from my past, I realize that shame is something that I deal with. I tend to blame myself when things don't go wrong. And reality of it is, a lot of us want to say when things don't go the way that we plan, oh, everything happens for a reason, which is true. However, 9 times out of 10, that's not your first instinct. That's not your first reaction. Your first reaction is to blame yourself. We're human. It happens. I know we want to believe, you know, everything in its time, everything for a reason, and I'm all for that. And I'm slowly but surely, starting to feel like everything in its time, everything for a reason, without feeling guilty, without feeling the emotion of shame weighing over me, because things haven't played out the way that I wanted them to. So a few ways to overcome shame if you are dealing with this particular emotion is to be kind to yourself. I know for me, I, as an overthinker, tend to overanalyze and think about every possible outcome of any situation, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, you name it, I've thought about it. And in the process of me thinking about it, there, you know, were some negative outcomes that could have possibly impacted me mentally. And for that, I've learned to be kind to myself. I've learned to allow myself grace. I've learned to not speak negatively in terms of who I am. There's definitely power in the tongue. So as long as I'm being kind to myself, I feel like I can overcome pretty much anything. Another way that I have learned to deal with this particular emotion whenever it decides to rear its head is to understand my imperfections and realize that I am good enough no matter what. I am imperfect and I love every imperfection about me. And because of this, I know I'm good enough. And because I know I'm good enough, I understand that I am worthy. And in understanding that I am worthy, I understand I don't have to prove my worth to anybody. And shame has a tendency to take over you mentally to where you feel like you have to prove to people you are a good person. You have to prove to people you're a good woman. You have to prove to people you're a good man. You have to prove to people that being in their life somehow, some way is a blessing to them in a sense. Like, you have to prove that you are worthy to another human. That sounds fucking crazy to me. But I'm not talking about, you know, proving that you're worth like being married to or whatever. I'm literally saying, like, to have to prove to somebody like I'm a good person and they can clearly see that you're a good person is beyond me. It's crazy. The last thing I've learned in regards to shame is letting go of painful habits, letting go of painful patterns. I know we all want to believe that, you know, everybody is a good person. Every situation is going to play out the way that you want it to. However, there are signs, there are patterns, there are bad habits that we all have that we tend to hold on to no matter the cause. And holding on to those patterns and habits can lead to you having to deal with this terrible emotion. Shame wears on you mentally in a way that most emotions won't, because shame makes you literally question your worth as a person, like as a being. And I've been in a place where I was ashamed. I've been in places where shame has literally overshadowed every other emotion. Even if I was happy, there was still a piece of me that felt shameful. And that small piece that felt shameful overshadowed me being happy. So I wanted to come on here and I wanted to share different ways to overcome it. And of course, to let you guys know, if you are dealing with this emotion, you are not alone. There are so many people who deal with it and they don't say anything at all. They tend to hold it in, ironically, because they are ashamed to talk about it. However, I'm not. So I wanted to put that out there and give you some ways to kind of get over it, to move forward. It's not easy, but of course, y'all know I advocate for therapy. So with therapy and, you know, finding the light in anything, in any situation, it can definitely help you if you are feeling shamed. I know it's been a while for me since I've felt this emotion, but in the last year and a half, it's popped in and out, due to, the miscarriage, or due to events that have taken place relationship wise. It pops in and out, but for the most part, I'm in a better place, and I wanted to share that with you guys so I can at least, help somebody out. All right, I'll catch y'all next week.